The New York Stock Exchange suspended trading for more than 3.5 hours today, thanks to what was called a technical problem. Trades were routed to the many different electronic exchanges that now operate, so the business of buying and selling stocks went on. But the episode is a big embarrassment for the New York Stock Exchange, which over the years has seen a steady decline in its share of trading volume. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Even before the market opened, the New York Stock Exchange sent out a warning that it was having system issues, says Eric Hunsider of Nanex, which provides financial data to investors. As the morning dragged on, Hunsider says there were more signs of trouble. The amount of stock trades handled by the New York Stock Exchange, usually about 9% of the market total, began to fall.
They were slowly dropping to 8%, 7%, 6%, and then around 10:45. 5-4-3-2-1-0.
Hunsader says the problem appears to have been some sort of technical glitch.
I think something happened at 10:45. That was the beginning of some problem that started, showed up, and just progressively got worse.
Whatever the cause, the NYSE was able to offload most of its trades to other electronic exchanges. And though there were isolated interruptions, investors, for the most part, were able to continue with their trading. But at the New York Stock Exchange, which in years past has been a hub of frenzied activity, trading ground to a halt at a little after 11:30, and the digital screens above the floor were suddenly blank. Chris is an options trader who didn't want his last name used because he isn't supposed to talk to the press.
They just give you a heads up, can't trade these products, symbols are halted, and that's it. I called all my customers and said I could still work for you, just give me your orders and I'll trade it on another floor.
The NYSE finally reopened a little after 3. The major indexes finished down by less than 2%. The outage was a big black eye for the New York Stock Exchange. In an interview on CNBC, Exchange President Tom Farley tried to make the best of the incident, noting that investors had been spared any real inconvenience.
You need to make sure that stocks, including NYSE-listed stocks, can continue to be traded. Fortunately, in this instance, they can continue to be traded, although it's not a good day, and I don't feel good for our customers who are having to deal with the fallout.
Farley said the incident wasn't due to hacking. Instead, it was an internal technical issue. Brad McMillan, chief investment officer at Commonwealth Financial Network, says the stock market has simply become a lot more complex in recent years. There are more players doing a lot of different kinds of trading.
You have more and more market actors trying to act more and more quickly. At some point, there's going to be a glitch. And occasionally it's going to be bad enough to shut the whole thing down.
In August 2013, for example, a technical glitch actually shut down trading on the Nasdaq stock exchange altogether in what was later blamed on a software bug. For 3 hours, traders were unable to buy and sell shares of major companies such as Microsoft and Facebook. This time around, McMillan says, the market actually survived pretty well.
You can look at this as kind of a live-action stress test of the overall financial system, which it's actually done quite well.
Disaster was averted, but the incident is one more reminder of how complicated the financial markets have become and how much they depend on technology that runs smoothly. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.